You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The drums, we begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was New Orleans native Stanton Moore with the 2014 tune Big Grease off his latest album called Conversations. Originally a rock drummer, he is a founding member of the band called Galactic, and he has been all over the place recording with bands as diverse as jazz funk keyboardist Robert Walter and heavy metal band Corrosion of Conformity. He goes around internationally teaching New Orleans style drumming writes a regular column for drumming magazines, and releases his own instructional books and videos. The jazz keeps him pretty busy these days. Since Hurricane Katrina, Stanton has helped start and participate in the Tipitina's Foundation Workshop for Students, providing young people an opportunity to learn, play, and perform with professional musicians. Stanton is a very busy cat. He's the co-owner of the Crescent Cymbals brand and has his own signature line of cymbals. And we are always happy when these talented musicians make that crossover into jazz, and undoubtedly, there will be much more to come from Stanton Moore. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of quality drummers like the late, great Tommy Ruskin right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you another hour of the best from the middle of our oyster shell. One of Miles Davis's best collaborators is next with the 1959 tune, Joy Spring. Here's Canadian jazz pianist, arranger, composer, and bandleader giving your ears the goods. This is Gil Evans.
This is Peter Slam, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was St. Louis native and vibes man Peter Schlamm with the tune Theme Song off his latest 2015 album called Tink. Peter started out on the piano at the age of 5, and by 11, the jazz curtains parted when he discovered Lionel Hampton and started playing the jazz vibraphone. Before coming to Kansas City, he moved to New York City to attend the New School University. While there, he studied privately with Stephon Harris, Aaron Parks, Nasheed Waites, Ben Street, and the great Aaron Goldberg. These days, he's a vital part of a robust Kansas City jazz scene, and in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about that 2015 jazz scene going down now in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I mean, really, it's taken off a lot, you know, with the addition of a couple more clubs. It's like, at this point now, even on a Monday or Tuesday night, you have multiple places you can go. And so it's like, you know, having something like that makes all the difference because, you know, somebody gets off a gig and you go hang out at the next person's place. And just, you know, having multiple things happening every night is really kind of what it takes to feel like, okay, we really have something going here, you know?
And, you know, we love the vibes around here. Peter is very welcome. Here's a man that helped change jazz on the piano with bebop. Al Haig is next on the show with the 1977 tune, You Go to My Head, off the LP Al in Paris.
Thank you. going? It's Chris Bowers, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
Was trumpeter Clyde McCoy with the 1931 tune Sugar Blues. Clyde was at it for over seven decades, and this Sugar Blues tune is his anthem. McCoy was a member of one of the families of the Hatfield-McCoy feud and was based at various times in L.A., New York, and Chicago's Drake Hotel. Today, his lore and all of its glory is cemented on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. From the 2011 album Room of Mirrors, we bring you the tune Coffee and Cigarettes. Great tune. Via Checco, Fornarelli, Kubi, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Joe Domino for Neon Jazz. Want to hear some great sound, some really inspiring music? Please check out Neon Jazz.
Was the impressive jazz force known as trombonist, pioneering musical seashell virtuoso, composer, arranger, and educator, Steve Turi, with the 2015 tune Boo off his latest album called Spirit Man. For over 51 years, Steve has been active in jazz, rock, and Latin jazz, in live venues, the recording studio, TV, and in cinema productions. As a studio man, he is amongst the most prolific living trombonists in the world, and this is his 31st year as the trombonist with the Saturday Night Live band. He has been a member of the Juilliard faculty for 8 years, since 2008, and for many years, he has won the Downbeat Reader's Poll for the best trombonist. Steve is a good cat. Let's take a step back into a legend here on the program. This is Satchmo live in 1956 in the great Chicago concert. Louis Armstrong with Do You Know What It Means?
What a man, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Get stronger the longer I stay away. Yes, it's the lost colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbird sings to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oldie Anderson June, and I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Since that's where you left your heart. And there's something more I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. Ah.
all you beautiful creatures out there in Kansas City. This is Nick Sanders from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Joe DiVino on Neon Jazz.
Sun rose this morning, I was feeling mighty bad. My baby said good morning, well it made me mad, cause I was evil, evil hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Well, she even cooked my breakfast and she brought it to my bed. I took a sip of coffee and threw the cup at her head, because I was evil, evil heart in me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. I'm sold out to the devil, trouble is all I crave. I'd rather see you dead and laying in your grave, because I'm evil, evil hearted me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. Don't even care if it rains from now on, and the gal I loved had never been born, because I'm evil, evil heart in me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. I don't even care if my baby leaves me flat. I've got 40-11 others. If it comes to that, you know I'm evil, evil heart in me. I'm just downright evil, evil as a man can be. I'm gonna sing this verse, babe, I ain't gonna sing no more. Now ain't you happy? Great God Almighty! Sing this verse, I can't sing no more. Put your man in your bed, put your husband down on the floor. That's a proper place to be.
That was singer, guitarist, songwriter, actor, and a civil rights activist, Josh White, with the 1948 tune, Evil Hearted Me. During the 1930s, he also went by the monikers of Pinewood Tom and Tippy Barton. Growing up in the Jim Crow South during the 20s and 30s, he became a prominent Race Records artist with a prolific output of recordings. And this is of note, Josh became the closest African-American friend and confidant to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. With a quintet following closely to his lead, here's the great English jazz man Tubby Hayes with the 1962 song First 11 off his Down in the Village album.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was First 11 with Edward Brian Tubby Hayes, best known for his tenor sax playing as we wind down this hour of jazz together. To this day, Tubby left a legacy of recordings that are now very sought after by collectors, and most have been reissued on CD, despite some early Decca tapes being wiped completely away from the company and the ears of the public. Our final act on this hour of neon jazz, if you will, comes from the great jazz baritone saxophonist Leo Parker with the 1961 tune Low Brown. He left behind some jazz gold in his way. He had a heart attack at the age of 36 and proverbially left the room, but not before giving us some of that quality jazz to live on forever. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a virtuoso behind the microphone, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Like what you heard, so, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.